We're doing the letters of Rav Elchanan Wasserman. We're up to page Mem Gimel. And we're talking about mitzvot shebin adam lamakom, the mitzvot between man and the omnipresent. So he begins with the quote from Gemara Shabbos, the famous story about a non-Jew who came and said, "I want to convert, teach me the whole Torah while I'm standing on one leg." So Shammai kicked him out. And Hillel said to him, "Da'alach sani lechavach lo tevid. What's hated upon you, do not do to your friend. Zui kol ha'Torah kula. This is the whole Torah. Ve'idach pirushahi. And the rest is commentary. Zil gmor gulern." So that's a that's the famous story. So Rashi quotes two interpretations. The first interpretation Rashi quotes is that don't do unto your friend while your friend is talking about their bon shalom. Because the verse in Mishlei says, "Re'acha v're'avicha al ta'azov." Don't leave your friend, your father's friend, which is a way of saying don't leave Hashem's path, the path your family has adopted. And so, "Da'alach sani l'chevrich lo tevid." Don't you wouldn't want someone to transgress your words. Don't transgress the words of Hashem, who's your best friend, so to speak. That's the first pshat Rashi brings. Then he brings another pshat.
Is Hashem,
correct. According to the first pshat, that's their bon shalom. The second pshat is, it's talking about your friend literally, like don't steal. Most of the mitzvahs are relevant to your friend. And the rest of the Torah is commentary. So you learn what's hated by people. So he's going to focus on the second pshat. U'piresh Rashi b'lashon acher, and in Rashi's other interpretation, Rashi explains, Chavrach mamash, it's talking about your friend. Kigon, gzeila, gneva, Rashi brings many examples, like thievery. V'rov ha-mitzvot, most mitzvot are relevant to your fellow men. V'kashe, and this pshan of Rashi's is difficult. V'tenach ha-mitzvot she b'nam l'chavero, shapir nechlelu bazeh. The mitzvot between man and his fellow man, I understand how Hillel encompassed them by telling him, don't do unto your friend what's hated to you. Aval kol chelek ha-torah she b'n adam l'makom, l'chor en sheyach klal bazeh. But what about all the mitzvot that are between man and the omnipresent? How did Hillel encompass those, according to the second pshat? So that's the question Rav Elchanan Wasserman is going to focus on. And we can explain, based on what it says in the end of the first chapter of Kiddushin, a person should always view himself as though he is half meritorious and half obligated. Meaning, he's half-half, he's done half. Half his deeds are improper, half his deeds are, yes, proper. V'kol ha'olam kulo mechtza zakai mechtza chayav, and the whole world is on the brink, it's half-half. Avar avira achat, oy lo shechet atzmo v'kol ha'olam kulo lekaf chova. And if he transgresses now, so look at how much weight is lying on his action now. He's going to tilt the weight, and he's going to bring the whole world down with him. We find often in Torah two concepts, a concept of holiness, a concept of purity. You have kedusha, you have holiness, you have tuma, you have defilement. We have to understand what's pshat in kedusha and tuma, aside from the secrets of kedusha and tuma, but what's pshat? It would seem, asher mitziut ha-tov v'ha-ra sheishnan bo'olam, Mekoran mitziut ha-kedusha v'ha-tumah. When we look at the world, and there is good and evil, so they both come from different sources. One comes from a source of holiness, the other one comes from a source of defilement. Ki mekor kol ha-tov mitziut ha-kedusha. The root of all good is from an existence of holiness. V'ilu lo haya kedusha klal chas v'shalom b'olameinu. If there would not be holiness in our world, God forbid, azay lo haya shum tov b'olam. There wouldn't be any good in the world. V'lo haya afshar l'olam nitkeyem klal. And the world couldn't exist. V'sibat kol hara, and the reason there exists evil, hu mimtziut ha-tuma, is because there exists defilement. V'la'atid kasher yitbatel ruach ha-tuma, so in the future, there will no longer be a force of defilement. Lo yiyara klal b'mtziut. Then there won't be evil in existence. That's what the Navi describes. V'gal ze'ev im keves. A wolf will be able to live peacefully with a sheep. Ki lo ha'arod mimit, elachet mimit. Like Rabbi Tarfon told his disciples, when there was a snake, a venomous snake that was killing people, so Rabbi Tarfon put his foot over the snake's hole. The snake bit Rabbi Tarfon and dropped dead. So Rabbi Tarfon told the students, it's not the snake that kills, it's the transgression that kills. So when a person fulfills a mitzvah, he's sanctifying himself, and the world's a holier place. And so there's more good in the world. So when we do an action that's positive, we're shifting ourselves, we are becoming more holy, we're shifting the world, and we're bringing more good to the world. And the same is true when a person transgresses. He's defiling himself. He's bringing defilement to the world. So a person brings more harm to the world. He's not just hurting himself. So then what we've just learned is that our actions affect way beyond our own sphere, our own personal sphere. We actually impact a greater sphere of influence. Wherever a person transgresses, he's harming everyone. So then, if I want to impact someone else, I'm responsible because my actions impact other people. And even my actions between me and my Creator impact other people. So then, all mitzvot will impact the whole world. And as such, I'm responsible to fulfill all the mitzvot out of a concern for the world. And what he just said here in a nutshell is the idea that's in the beginning of the Nefesh HaChaim. Rav Chaim HaVolozhin wrote a work, a Kabbalistic work. Rav Chaim HaVolozhin was the disciple of the Gra. And in his work, one of the first things he points out is this sphere of influence, this idea that what we do affects the whole world, and that our actions are much greater than to be limited to this action. My thoughts and my actions have an impact on the world beyond me. So this idea that he's developing is really, I think he takes it from there, and that's how he wants to answer Rashi, that how do I encompass the mitzvos between man and his Creator? Because everything I do affects everyone else. That's the answer in a nutshell.
Put thoughts in there. Easy to see. I mean, even a non-religious person can see how his actions, you know, you give someone praise, they go home in a good mood, they're nice to their kids, they help with their homework, they take some interest in a science project and cure cancer. And the reverse, you know, you yell at your kid, you know, so, but thoughts, how, if you have a negative thought or a positive thought, unless you look at it as a seed to an action, but a thought in itself, I mean, that's a powerful thing. I'm not saying it doesn't. You don't understand how a thought that never leaves you and doesn't influence you, you know, affects. I'm not saying it doesn't. You know, I really like to take a